Okay, Erica, what do you want to make?
I can make little caramel bars.
Sounds good. How many?
About 3 dozen.
All right, if you can have those here by 5:30 tomorrow, that'd be great. The bake sale officially starts at 6 o'clock.
No problem. Hey, guys.
Hey, Hannah. Hi.
You'll never believe this.
What?
I've got 8 people helping me with the car wash.
8? Where'd you get 8?
I guess people thought it was a pretty good idea.
You don't even need 8.
This is so much fun.
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Right.
Bye, Hannah.
See ya.
You know, come to think of it, we may need to make this bake sale a little bigger. How many caramel bars did you say you were baking?
3 dozen.
Could you make it 5?
5 dozen?
Yeah, and would you be able to make some more signs to hang up around town?
Courtney.
Everybody in Odyssey needs to hear about this bake sale.
I don't know if I'll have time.
Okay, I'll do it. And you better get those bars here a little earlier. Maybe we'll start at 5 instead of 6.
Courtney,
I better
look.
Get to the store. See ya.
I hope somebody likes caramel bars.
And that was, once again, my favorite song. Stay tuned and I'll play it again in a couple of minutes. This is Crying Brian Dern making it up as I go along. I'm now in my 25th straight hour. It's been one day and, 30 cups of coffee since I took over the studio, and I'm feeling great. If anybody tries to come in here and get me, that includes you, Casey. I see you out there sneaking around. If you get any closer, I'm going to take this coffee here and pour it into about $50,000 worth of equipment. People, there's nothing scarier than Brian Dern when he gets his second win. Let me play my song again. I'm giving away polka CDs. Lots and lots of polka CDs. Be the seventh caller right now and you get a copy of the best of the Schmidtke Trio. What a fabulous addition this will be to someone's music library. Call now. Yes. Congratulations. You're my seventh caller.
All right.
What's your name, sir?
Johann Schmingi.
Well, Johann, you have just won hours and hours of polka fun. This CD, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here, could be the polka standard by which all other polkas are measured. The Schmidtke Trio has always been a lighthouse in the midst of a sea of polka mediocrity. Well, for me, at least.
Me too. This is the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Play it long, play it loud, Johann. And my deepest apologies to Johann Schmengi's neighbors. This is Crying Brian Dern, wired and ready for another 24 hours. Whoa.
Oh, hi, Mr. Allen.
Hi, Courtney. Looks like you've got quite a setup here.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I think I'd like to buy something.
Okay, what would you like?
I'd like a cookie.
Could you be more specific? We have 47 different kinds of cookies.
47? Oh, boy. Maybe I should just pull up a chair.
Okay, and your change is $4.
Well, keep it. You did a nice job on the car.
Well, thank you. Would you like a wax?
No, thanks.
Would you like us to vacuum out the inside?
No.
How about some air freshener? We have pine, lemon, strawberry...
No, thank you.
We could rotate your tires while you're here. Hey, Courtney.
Oh, hi, Anna. You wouldn't believe how well the bake sale went today. We made a lot of money.
Good. The car wash was great, too. Must have washed 50 cars. In fact, we did so well, we decided to get together tomorrow and do something else.
Like what?
We're going to go from house to house doing yard work for anybody that needs it.
Really? That sounds like a good idea. Well, see ya.
Hi, we're from Odyssey Community Church, and we're trying to raise money for the youth camp. We were wondering if you need any work done around your yard.
Well, actually, no.
Are you sure?
Quite.
How about some... Wait a minute. That's Courtney across the street. What is she doing?
So, do you see anything you like?
Well, these are awfully nice crafts, young lady. Did you really make these yourself?
I sure did. Last night, they're $1 a piece.
I don't think I've ever seen wiener dogs made out of soda cans before.
Well, I'm glad you like them.
In other news, Odyssey 105 is still under siege by Brian Dern, a disgruntled disc jockey for that station. He says he won't come out until the station promises to get rid of their 24-hour polka format. In community news, check out McAllister Park today and you'll see a group of energetic teens playing in a softball marathon. They're currently in their 32nd inning and they show no sign of stopping. Proceeds go toward sending the Odyssey Community Church Youth Group to camp this year.
Courtney, what have you been doing?
Need water. Throat.
Oh, let me get you some. You better sit down.
Yes. Sit down.
What were you doing?
Running.
Why? Was somebody chasing you?
Trying to get in shape.
Oh, well, it looks like you got a way to go. Here's your water. Courtney, you're spilling. Oh, never mind.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Why the sudden health kick?
I've got the 5-mile run next week.
5-mile run?
I'm organizing it. It wouldn't look too good if I couldn't run it myself.
Another fundraiser?
Sure.
Well, why?
I'm raising money for youth camp.
Courtney, you could buy the youth camp with all the money you've raised. And you seem to be killing yourself in the process. Are you sure you're not overdoing it?
What do you mean?
Well, you've been running around like crazy for days, organizing, baking, making crafts.
Well, Mr. Allen, it's all for a good cause.
Oh, I see. Good cause. Mm. So it has nothing to do with Hannah.
Hannah?
I've been watching you, Courtney. Are you sure you're trying to raise money for camp? Or are you really just trying to top Hannah?
Well...
Courtney, tell me what's going on.
That was a song sung by a singer. This is Crying Brian Dern going into his 94th hour of being on the air. What do you want to do? Maybe I should play a song. There's one. I can't tell you what it is because my contact lenses have become a permanent part of my eyeballs, and everything's kind of blurry. I can't seem to get this disc in the player. I'll forget it. Maybe I should sing a little song. I'll do a little song that my mother used to sing when... Wow. I never knew my thumb could do this. I know. Let's have a moment of silence for somebody. Are we at war or anything? Yeah, give me some ideas, people. Yes, we have a caller. You have a caller. You're on the air.
Yes, my hamster's been kind of sick lately.
Perfect. What's your hamster's name?
Binky.
Great. Let's have about an hour of silence for Binky. Wake me up when you're done. Wait, I've got a show to do.
The show must go on.
So what's the deal, Casey? Why don't you get him out of there?
Are you kidding? The phones are ringing off the hook. The whole city wants to know how long he can go.
There we go.
We're probably getting killer ratings.
Well, kind of neat how that worked out then, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, Dern holding the station hostage.
What are you talking about? Dern's not holding us hostage.
Then what's he doing in there?
Oh, don't tell me you fell for this.
You mean this is a hoax?
Great way to jack up the ratings, huh?
All of it was a hoax?
All of it, from the polka stuff to Dern taking over the studio. It worked, too. Dern cooked this up. The man's a genius.
I guess so.
Dern, you're doing a great job.
I'm going home.
Oh, you can't leave now. The phones are lighting up like a Christmas tree.
I don't care. I have no control over my left eyelid anymore. Look at that.
Gross. Well, look, why don't you just have some coffee?
I'm going home. You know, it's illegal to keep me here for 90 hours straight. I'll take you to court.
All right. Just go back in for 10 minutes and we'll stage a police takeover. Then go home, get some rest, and be here early tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Are you crazy?
Well, we need to talk about what we're going to do next.
Next?
We've got the city wrapped around our finger. Now we got to keep them. We have to do something even bigger than this.
Bigger? What do you have in mind? You want to run me over with a tractor on the air? You want me to do an entire show while lying on a bed of nails?
Well, whatever it takes, Dern. You're the man with the big ideas.
Yeah, me and my big ideas.
It's been like this ever since we were kids. We were born 3 months apart. It seems like we were always being compared to each other. Mm-hmm. She walked first. I spoke in sentences first. Then we kind of took over from there.
Uh-huh.
We competed over who had the best dolls, then the best clothes. It never stopped. Mm-hmm. See, this fundraiser is just typical. I've raised a little over $500, but you know she'll raise more. Then I'll do something to beat that, and, oh, you know, it goes on and on.
Oh, that's a shame. It seems like you two would get along well otherwise.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, my guess is you could be good friends if you gave it a chance.
Oh.
See, that's the thing about competing, always competing with other people. It puts a strain on relationships. You're so busy trying to outdo them that you lose sight of who they are and even who you are.
You're right. Hannah and I always pretend to be better friends than we really are. To be honest, we've never been that close.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Do about it?
Don't you think you should put a stop to this?
Well, I try, but somehow she always pulls me back in.
Oh. But if this is going to end, one of you has to make the first move. Don't you think you should be the one?
Yeah, but how?
I've got a suggestion.
What?
What would happen if you just let her win?
Let her win?
And ask yourself something. How bad would it be if you actually let Hannah beat you? What kind of pain would you suffer?
None, I guess.
Well, there you are, then. Put a stop to it by letting her win.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Oh, Courtney, you look tired.
I am.
Oh, come on, liven up. I feel like I could run a marathon.
Really?
I feel great. What a day, huh?
Your fundraising was a success?
Completely. With all the stuff we did, we raised almost
$450. $450?
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
Sure is, but you know, we raised We raised quite a bit, too.
Great. Buy you an ice cream to celebrate.
You're on. Two ice cream cones, please, Mr. Allen.
Okay. That wasn't too painful, was it?
No. And make her cone a little taller.
I sure will, Courtney. Coming right up.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to be the best. What's wrong is when being the best becomes too important to us, and we sacrifice more important things to do it. You know, our relationships with God, our families, and our friends should always come first. Like it says in Jeremiah 9:23 and 24, let not a wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Top This was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.